Jack Russell leans out the side of his big silver truck.
And I need that to go, please.
Okay, the large fry. Feeds up to 5 people. Is that okay?
No, I don't want the great big one, man.
He's been coming to JB's for a long time.
Okay, 81.
Thank you.
And says it looks almost exactly like a Nebraska restaurant called Max Drive-In, which he frequently visited growing up.
Oh, yeah. Got the same poles, everything. It almost looks just like it. Yeah, it's still there in McCook, Nebraska. Been there since 67 that I know of.
The red poles he's referring to are slanted, holding up a concrete overhang. For many customers, including Russell, the idea of a drive-in restaurant appeals to their sense of the past. It's what keeps siblings Taus and Summer Turner coming back to JB's. They grew up in Greeley and have been coming to the restaurant their whole lives. Taus now lives in Argentina, writing for the Dow Jones Newswires. When he comes to the States, there's only one thing on his mind.
When I come off, it's like a long overnight flight, and the first thing I want to do when I get to Colorado is come to JB's. Seriously.
Sitting at the dining room counter, the Turners waxed poetic about the JB's food, particularly the root beer coolers. But it's not just the food that keeps them coming back. They, like many other customers, appreciate that the restaurant has stayed old-fashioned. Here's Summer.
Yeah, it's like you step back in time in terms of the vibe, but also in terms of the relationships that people have with each other. Because you don't go to a normal restaurant and know the people there and feel comfortable talking with them and they ask you about your family. It's a different culture.
When you sit down at one of the red foamy booths in the JB's dining room, it feels like the 50s again. The waitstaff is decked out in pearly white uniforms, wearing paper hats. The waitresses dispense change from a metal belt clipped to their pants. In the back of the dining room, a jukebox sits and waits for appropriate coinage. Orders from outside, like Russell's, go through an old-school rotary phone system.
Whipped cream or nuts on your sundae?
They're answered by switchboard operator Ray Jewett.
And what else would you like?
Her mom worked the same job, except that it was harder back in the day.
My mom, when she used to do it, she had to total it and add the tax into it. And it was the plug-in one. It wasn't this one, so I really lucked out.
A computer now does this work. But it's about the only change JB's has made since it opened in 1937. They don't even have a website, nor do they appear to need one. It has been in the same family its entire existence, and they intend to keep it that way.
Yeah, when I grew up, I never saw my parents.
This is Rod Clark, the son of the owners, Geneva and Clarence Clark. He has worked at JB's for 41 years, starting at the age of 9. He remembers his parents working hard when he was very young.
They were always here, always. Even in kindergarten, I had a key by myself to get in the house because they were here.
Rod has 5 kids, all of whom have worked at JB's themselves. The family is not sure who will eventually take over for Rod and his wife after he takes over for his parents. But regardless of who continues the dynasty, the customers show no signs of slowing down. While they really like that the same family has owned it for such a long time, they come back for the food. The Clark family raises much of the meat themselves and has been doing so for a long time. The recipe for shrimp, long a secret, has remained exactly the same since the place opened, and their root beer is homemade. It always has been.
I couldn't imagine Greeley without JB's, you know. It'd be, where do you go then?
That was sort of a Freudian slip for Donald Salazar, a longtime customer who recommends JB's to anyone who asks. His first memory of the place revolves around the homebrew.
The taste of the root beer, you know. The first time I tasted it, it was like, wow, that's some good root beer, man.
How are you today?
Good, how you doing there?
Good. Here's this for
you. Look like you're swamped, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Back at his car, Jack Russell's burger and fries are hand-delivered in a large brown bag.
Mm-hmm. What owe you today?
$8.81 is your total.
There you go, young lady.
Russell hands over a big tip to the waitress. Like many here, his love of JB's comes partially out of nostalgia. But he says there's one aspect of the past that even JB's can't bring back.
Back in the late 60s and stuff, you get a hamburger for a quarter, fries for 15 cents. That's gone.
Even though prices are higher and drive-ins much fewer, he'll always have JB's. For KUNC, I'm Will Whitworth.